Hello.
Hi, this is Adriana with customer service, giving you a return and callback.
All right, hold on a minute.
Hello, this is Bonnie Stafford.
Hi, before we get started, can you provide me the zip code?
Yeah, I got disconnected the last time. 17257.
All right, and what is that first and last name?
Bonnie Stafford.
You said 17257?
Yes.
Is there another name that this could be under?
It's by Edward Newsom.
Yeah.
Oh,
and
Edward, okay.
For security purposes, can you verify your shipping address?
106 Mainsville Road, Shippensburg, PA, 17257.
Yes, ma'am. How may I help you?
Yeah, I had a charge on my bank account for $59.95. And
mm-hmm.
I called the bank because I didn't know what it was for. And I'm just curious as to what it was. What
and
it
this
is
the number that they
for.
Gave you?
Uh-huh.
All right. Yes, ma'am. So
what's
I
the
do.
Name of your, what's the name of your, I don't even know the company or what it is. I just kind of want to know. If, I mean, if he orders something or we order something, that's okay. But I don't know what it is.
Pure
amount,
Mini Pods. You have ear pods along with a smart health watch.
Oh, well, yeah. That was an accident. They said it was free. It was $6.95. So
did
what's
you,
that $59.95?
Did you apply for this through a website or through a survey?
It was a website. I think we had to do fill out a form for the post office.
Ah, okay.
Came one. I didn't know how that got on there.
Okay, so what happened was this is listed in the terms and conditions. The $6.95 was the shipping and handling for the AirPods for a 14-day
uh-huh.
trial. You have 14 days to.
Can we send them back?
Have you guys tried them yet?
No, we don't want them. I don't know how we got them.
So you don't remember ordering those, or you said that was just.
No, I think unless he, we filled out a survey for the post office.
Yeah, that's what happened.
And then this thing came up, and I don't know. I was tired that night. I was trying to get off of it, and I must have pushed the button, and then I don't know. But we really don't want them.
So if you're looking for, like, any noise-canceling headphones, these are the ones to go to. I have a pair of my own, and I actually do like them. So
yeah.
I do want you guys to be able to have a chance to try them out. So what I can do is I can offer you a I can offer you a 35% refund.
Yeah, but I don't think he wants them. He don't use them.
Would you like to use them?
We just said no. Uh-uh.
All right. So I also see that he got a health watch as well.
Yeah, the same thing. Because that thing, I can't even use
did he
it.
Did he want the smartwatch?
No.
Okay. So yeah, basically what the mail office did, they submitted a survey for you to do the 14-day trial. Not even if I can offer you a 50% refund?
No, we just like to get that $59 off the thing.
All right. So so what's going to happen?
Yeah, so as far as I don't think it's posted yet.
Yeah. So what's going to happen is I'm going to give you the address that you can ship it back to.
Mm-hmm.
I would like to inform you that they do have a $9.95 restocking fee. But not only just the $59.95 is going to get refunded.
Mm-hmm.
You're going to have to send the watch too. So the $59.99,
yeah.
$14.95, $29.95 is going to be refunded.
Uh-huh. Okay, so now I can just take both of them and put them in the same package?
Let's see,
to
yeah.
To mail them back or do I have to mail them separate?
Yeah, they're in the same package.
Okay, so I can just mail them together?
Yeah.
Oh, great. That's good. Thank you. So what do I have to do? Just mail them back and just say I'm returning them or that's it?
Yeah, just give me one moment.
We're sending back those earphones and a watch.
All right, yes, ma'am.
Mm-hmm.
All right, just give me one moment. All right, yes, ma'am.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so, along with the health watch, the least that I can do, I can offer you a 35% refund for the watch.
And after I send it back.
I mean, if the 35 is not convenient for you, the most I can do is 50.
No, I can't. I really don't want it. I don't know how we got it, because I was hip as people, and I did the darn thing, and I wasn't expecting that. I thought we were getting for this, since we did the survey, we were getting it for like $6.95, and that's what I thought.
Let's see.
I didn't know it was going to be that amount. No, we just want to send it back. That's all. Get our money back.
Just give me one moment. All right. So what's going to happen is right now I'm going to refund you the $29.95 in full.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to do the $14.95 in full. And the $59.95. The $59.95, you'll be getting back $50 even.
Okay. It's on my bank account now, so is that going to go through now still? I think it was going to go out today or tomorrow. It wasn't posted yet. It was just pending.
I'll say, yeah, that's going back. I'll say, because on my end, the $59.95 says it's been successful. So,
okay.
Did you open any of the packages yet?
Oh, they're open, yeah, because I was looking inside of them.
Oh, okay, so.
Yeah, we looked at them.
Yeah, I'm going to give you the address to ship it back to. I've already got your refunds issued to you, so
okay.
You're good. So the refunds, the place that you send it back to is 11551 East 45th Avenue. Unit C.
Okay. Unit C?
Yeah, Unit C.
Like in the letter C?
Yeah.
Okay.
Denver, Colorado.
What is it, Denver?
Huh?
You said Denver, Colorado?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
80239.
Okay.
All right, just give me one moment. Want to make sure everything has been processed. All right, yes, ma'am. So I got that put in for you. Your refund should be back into your account within 3 to 5 business days, okay?
Okay. So I just have to send this, and then I'll just go to the post office and mail it. That's all I can do, right? Okay. All right. And I thank you very much for your help.
No problem. Thank you for calling the customer service. I hope you have a wonderful day.
Okay. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.